Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a horrendous look. What's happened with baseball? And, you know, we've had him booked for a couple of days now. It's the skipper of the Indians, two-time champion with the Red Sox, 0-4-0-7, almost 1,700 regular season wins. He's a terrific manager, and his name is Terry Francona. Skip, welcome to Tiki and Tierney. How you doing today?
Good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing awesome, man. Appreciate you hopping on.
Good.
I wanted to ask you this. Yeah, absolutely our pleasure. You know, when you came, for those who are maybe younger, forget, you played, what, nine years in the bigs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 9 years in the bigs. So, you know, you've been around the game forever. Obviously, it's in your family tree as well. You know, when you were playing and when you were coming up, and I remember this vaguely, guys like Gaylord Perry, you know, whether it's Vaseline or KY jelly or George Brett with the pine tar on the bat. Yeah, they were acceptable forms of cheating, if you will. What do you make of this entire mess? Do you believe all of it? I mean, obviously, I think you do because the investigation.
You know what? It's really interesting what you're talking about because I was telling somebody earlier today, some of that stuff, and you alluded to like Gaylord Perry, and I can remember my dad telling stories, you know, about guys with binoculars that, you know, out in the bullpen. And some of those stories were almost kind of romanticized. And that was part of sort of what's cool about baseball. You know, it's not just the statistics or, you know, it's the stories. And like I said, they get kind of romanticized. And then I feel like with technology, if some of this stuff crossed a line. And it's not something that 50 years from now people are going to look back on fondly and, you know, like my dad would tell me the stories. You know, I think, like you said, I think a line got crossed and baseball is doing what it needs to clear it up.
Do you think that they were harsh enough in their penalties? I know the monetary, there's a monetary cap. I get that. The other stuff.
You know what? It's not my place to judge what the commissioner deems as appropriate. I'll tell you, for me, I mean, that's a pretty good deterrent. I mean, you know, a year out of baseball is to me is a pretty big deterrent. I mean, three guys lost their jobs, and I would say that's a pretty healthy penalty.
Yeah. You know, Skip, yesterday we talked to Steven Souza, who is an outfielder, obviously, as you know. He was with the Rays for a little bit, and he was telling us that, you know, this was kind of known that certain teams would do this, and, you know, you'd get coached up about it. As Skip of the Indians, is that the same practice? Do you know of teams that would potentially be doing this? You're saying, hey, you guys got to be careful, you know, listen for this. You know, you got to game plan it in a sense. You know what I mean?
You hear so much. And you hear rumors, and but you don't know. I mean, I used to have guys tell me when I was in Boston, yeah, we knew you had guys lined up on the bullpen and were given signs. So what we would do is we would line guys up in the bullpen and just to mess with teams. We didn't have anybody's signs. Our guys didn't even know our own signs.
Yeah.
but you know, so there's that also. But I mean, like I said, obviously some of this stuff, some of the rumors came to fruition and, you know, it kind of crossed the line. So, you know, baseball stepped in and is doing what it can to kind of clean it up.
You know, I'll give you some credit here. Talking to Terry Francona, the manager of the Indians, because you're a little more controlled than I might be because you played them in the playoffs here. And if I recollect, you know, I know one of the games was a low scoring 2-1 or 3-1, but the last game got off the rails. I know the Astros scored double digits, and I think that was in your house, so that would almost offset.
That was in Cleveland.
It was in Cleveland, but still.
And the first two games, I can give you two reasons we lost. Two names, Cole and Verlander. They overwhelmed us.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, I think regardless of what happened – or what they were doing, we didn't score off of Cole and Verlander. So, I don't want to take anything away from their team. They had a really good team.
There's no doubt. Anybody who watches baseball, I think that's what's most infuriating because they didn't need it. I mean, you know, if you're a 66-win team.
I kind of agree with you there.
You know?
They're really good. They're really talented, and they're relentless.
Yeah, oh, God, they come at you in waves.
They were a handful to play. I agree.
You know, Terry, you said before that this is a deterrent. And I want to, you know, respectfully challenge you on that, or at least get the proper context, because it's certainly a deterrent for person, or whether it's a GM or another executive or a manager, because we've seen the repercussions. Where's the deterrent for the players? Because Beltran's retired, so no player, no MVP awards aren't taken away, championships aren't taken, money's not taken away. Where's the deterrent to the players, Skip?
Well, I mean, that's, you know what, in this instance, at least what I've read, they gave the players immunity for speaking to whoever. That may not be the case the next time. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not in a position to sit in judgment. I just know that as a manager and as a general manager, you know, we got a piece of paper we had to sign that said we are responsible for what happens. And because of that, I can guarantee you it's not going to happen because I don't want to sit out a year. I don't have that many left.
Yeah.
You're still pretty young. What are you, 59, 60? Like, come on.
I'm 60, and it's each it used to be each decade hurts worse. Now it's each year.
I hear you.
Get older. Man, I got you.
Yeah, but you still have the energy. That's what matters. But, you know, Skip, let me ask you about going forward. Like, players are always going to try to find advantages. At what point will you step in, right? Because this is what the conversation that BT and I had regarding A.J. Hinch when this first came down. He knew that it was happening. Yes, he disapproved of it, but he never stood up in the locker room and said, guys, we're not doing this, right? At what point do you step in? Because guys are going to do something similar to, hey, we got to find some advantage, right? When do you step in, or when's the appropriate point to step in?
You know, it's a great question, and I think the way I would answer it is I can't tell you guys how many nights I go home and I think to myself, okay, I got to have a conversation with this guy tomorrow. Something's not in alignment, you know, and it's most likely it's a veteran player, and I need to find a way to explain to him that what he's doing isn't what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be bending the rules. It can be other things.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, as a manager, that's the majority of my concerns that I lose sleep over. It's obviously the wins and losses are huge, but it's trying to keep guys in line and not beat them over the head where they hate playing for you. But you also don't want to sacrifice your principles or your morals. So it's never ending. I guess
yeah.
is my point.
Yeah.
You got to stay ahead of it is the best way to do it.
That's why they pay you the big bucks, Skip.
Yeah, he's earned it. A couple championships to do that for you. By the way, let's let him off the stand. I feel like we grilled them for like nine straight. Let me ask you about the division. Terry Francona was one of the good guys in baseball, man, and a great manager. Boy, the Twins picking up Donaldson would make me sweat a little bit if I'm you. The White Sox have a lot of young talent. The Central, the back end of the Central, with all due respect to the Royals and the Tigers, they're still a ways away. But it's beginning to shape a little differently, and I think it's going to be a very good division again, at least top-heavy.
You know what? I agree. Josh Donaldson, I'm actually down here, you know, playing in this golf tournament down here in Orlando, and Josh Donaldson's down here, and I think I broke golf etiquette when I screamed at him across the fairway and told him he was, I think I used the word asshole. And I love him, but I didn't want to see him go to Minnesota. And the White Sox have really made some good additions. You know what? Golly, man, I think I've kind of found out when we play somebody, it doesn't matter who they are. If we don't show up and play, we generally give ourselves a pretty good chance to lose. And if we show up and play the game the way we're supposed to, we generally give ourselves a pretty good chance to win. That's kind of how it always is.
Yeah, no, I think that's the best way to put it. Second annual Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions. It's one of the most unique professional golf events. It's a live Thursday and Friday on NBC and on the Golf Channel on Thursday and Friday on NBC on Saturday and Sunday. Tell us about this event because it is a cool event. There's some great talent down there and great professionals and also obviously some of the hacks that are athletes that think they're professionals. Tell us about this tournament.
you know what, guys? It's a great event. Mike Flaskey and his people, one, they treat us so well. And we get to play with the LPGA girls, and they're fun to play with. I mean, they are accepting of us, like you kind of said, Hacks. I mean, I had one point for about an hour a day where I was going back and forth, man. I mean, I felt like I was playing a football game. And, you know,
pick it up, then, Skip.
And then you go out on the driving range, and Brian Urlacher's there, and on one side's Ray Allen, and I mean, it's really cool. And you get to spend time with these guys that, you know, and then also see guys like, you know, Josh Beckett and John Lester that I see now, you know, once a year, the guys that are so special. So it's really cool. And then the best thing of all is they raise all this money for the Children's Hospital down here. So
that's
great. It's kind of a win-win-win all the way around.
It's absolutely awesome. We've had Smoltz on. We've known about this for a while. That's great. It's the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions. It's going for the kids, going to the kids, which is the best possible charity. We're talking to Terry Francona with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Terry, we only have about a minute here, but one question before we let you go. We're having Trevor Bauer on tomorrow. What's he going to tell us about you?
I don't know. I'm kind of afraid to answer that. That's very interesting. That's the first time I think somebody's asked me a question and I have no answer.
None.
I don't know.
Oh man.
I would maybe put your seatbelts on. You never know.
Oh, good. He's going to be in studio, so it'll be interesting.
Skip, go ahead. Go get on the range. And by the way, what'd you get on the hole? Did you get a 9 on that hole that you referenced? What did you shoot on that one hole?
Oh, I had about an hour today where I wanted to quit.
I know that feeling.
Because you guys are talking about Smoltz. They're trying to win. I'm just trying to finish.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right? Try not to embarrass yourself. That's how I am when I play golf.
Try to survive, Skip. That's all there is to it. Terry, thanks, man. One of the great guys in baseball. Great conversation.
I enjoy it, guys.
Appreciate
Thank you, man.
You, Skip.
Thank
okay,
you, Terry.
Have a good day. See you guys.
Okay, Terry Francona.
Live on the Golf Channel Thursday and Friday, NBC on Saturday and Sunday. It really is cool, man.
It's very. How do we
get an invite to this thing?
I'm not big enough. You are. Number one, I wish I was big enough to actually be invited. And then if I was big enough to get invited, I wish I was actually good enough to play well.
True.
This event would be incredible.
Four seasons down in Orlando. Gosh. I mean, I was just in Orlando. I could have stayed.
It's like a pro golfer. You got caddies. Everybody at caddies is not. I mean, you get caddies anywhere. But the way it's set up, it's like a PGA event. It's on the Golf Channel. You got Brandel Chambly breaking down your swing, making fun of you like he's
I stumped him with Trevor Bauer.
That was good.
I can't wait to talk to Trevor tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.